Hello, my name is Alethea Green. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. The Tucson branch of the NAACP was founded in 1918 to address discrimination in education, housing, employment, law enforcement, media coverage, voter registration, and public accommodations. During the 1960s, Tucson branch members marched and demonstrated in front of Tucson City Hall, the University of Arizona, and other public establishments to protest bias and inequality toward African Americans. Creed Taylor was a founding member of the Tucson branch of the NAACP. Presidents of the Tucson branch have included Cliff Lander, Nat Russell, Dr. Laura Banks Reed, Grover Banks, Harold Sanders, and Clarence Boykins. Donna Liggins is the current president.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Alexis Williams. I am a student at Ironwood Ridge High School, and I am Miss Debutante of the 2010 Lynx Cotillion. Dr. Charles Chuck Ford is the only African American elected to the Tucson City Council. He served 2 4-year terms during the 1980s. During his time on the council, he also served as Vice Mayor of Tucson. Dr. Ford retired from Tucson Unified School District as an elementary school principal.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Alonzo Williams, Vice President of Tucson Service to Alumni Chapter, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Founded 1911. In May 9, 1966, 12 members of Kappa Alpha Psi living in Tucson, Arizona, bonded together and petitioned national headquarters for recognition to be an alumni chapter. They were brothers Edward Brown, Edward Davis, Richard Davis, Sidney L. Dawson Jr., Charles Ford, John Edward Joe, Lamon Preston, Herman Warrior, George Whaley, Joseph Whaley, and Harold Wilson, and Roy Whitehead. Each having been initiated as undergraduates and still continuing their pursuit of achievement and the fundamentals of our noble clan. Through the waiting period, these brothers continued to nourish themselves in the fine traditions of Kappa Alpha Psi and laying the groundwork for the future of this chapter. March 18, 1967, the Grand Chapter added Tucson Alumni Chapter to the roll and issued the charter. With all of the executive members in place, the new chapter was ready to do the business of the fraternity. Like any new organization, they desired to do the best, and they were sincere about their goals. With brothers eagerly pursuing their careers, following the tradition set before them in the outline of Kappa Alpha Psi, all was in place for the chapter to set the southern part of Arizona on fire. Phoenix alumni had things under control in the central and the north. Now it was Tucson's turn.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Ashawn L. Hines. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, founded in 1913. In 1933, L.G. Mike Batu was the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of Arizona. She had an illustrious career as an educator and civic leader. Mrs. Batu taught special education at Pueblo High School. Her dedication to community service was not limited to, but included, serving on the steward board at Prince Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, was a charter member of the Eta Epsilon Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and she served on the Pima Community College Board of Governors.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. The Eta Epsilon Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority was chartered December 13, 1958, in Tucson. Iota Tau Chapter was chartered May 7, 1975, on the University of Arizona campus. The Sorority of African American College-Educated Women celebrated its centennial in 2008. It is one of the world's leading service organizations. Members serve mankind through national programs and community service events, such as scholarships to high school and college students, their Ivy, Academy, and reading programs, and awards to community leaders. Community Pearl recipients in Tucson include Cress Lander, Reuben Salter, and Morgan Maxwell, Jr. The president of Eta Epsilon Omega Chapter is Tanisha Price Johnson. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. African Americans moved west for the same reasons as other ethnic groups: quality of life, railroad employment, military service, health concerns, joining family members, and homesteading. Native Tucsonan Cressworth C. Lander's family homestead was located near what is now East Speedway Boulevard and North Pantano Road. Mr. Landers worked in Tucson City government as a department head, running federal community development and affordable housing programs. He is president of the Dunbar Coalition, Incorporated, which is leading the effort to renovate the Dunbar School and turn it into a museum and cultural center. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Mr. Edward Thomas, affectionately known as Turk, was the University of Arizona's athletic department equipment manager for 34 years. He worked for the university from 1951 to 1985. In his personal life, Mr. Thomas proudly served three times as Grand Master for the Prince Hall Masons of Arizona. During his tenure as Worshipful Master of Tucson's Prince Hall Masons, a lodge hall was constructed near South Park Avenue and East 24th Street. Mr. Thomas was a 33rd degree Mason, the highest rank one can achieve in Masonry. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. When President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in January 1863, which freed slaves in the Confederate States, news of the signing did not make it west until sometime in June. Some say news reached the west in June 1863. Others say the news did not arrive until sometime in June, 2 years later. Regardless, when the news reached African Americans in Texas, Juneteenth was born. Juneteenth is celebrated in Tucson on the Saturday closest to June 19th. The annual celebration includes crafts and food booths and performances by church choirs, dance groups, orators, and historians. Tucson's educator, Bernie Starks, is president of the Juneteenth Festival Committee. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Businessman Morgan Maxwell Jr. attended Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School, Tucson High, and the University of Arizona, from where he graduated in 1949 with a degree in business and finance. He later earned an MBA from the University of Southern California. Mr. Maxwell made his living as a real estate appraiser and builder of affordable homes for African Americans. He served as treasurer of the Dunbar Coalition for a number of years. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Hello, my name is Cheryl Sims. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Roy Cooksey, Robert Horn, Nathaniel Russell, Maceo Wells, Cress Lander, Willie Thomas, Quincy Douglas, Yancey Gaston, Grover Banks, and Morgan Maxwell Jr. were some of the civil rights leaders in Tucson. Tucsonans were active in the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, marching to end segregation in Tucson. There was gradual support from the general community to make changes that would open doors to all and bring equality in housing, education, access to public facilities, and job opportunities. A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Christopher D. Conway. I am a member of the Tucson Service Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1911. Following the Civil War, African Americans in the military were organized into the 9th and 10th Cavalry and the 24th and 25th Infantry of the United States Army. The soldiers protected settlers from outlaws, bandits, and Native Americans who were at war against the United States government. The soldiers became known as the Buffalo Soldiers. Native Americans compared them to the buffalo herds because of their appearance as they rode horseback. The 9th Cavalry and the 24th Infantry of the U.S. Army came to Fort Huachuca, which is southwest of Tucson and Sierra Vista, in 1889. The 10th Cavalry and the 25th Infantry came to the area in 1918.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Christopher D. Conway. I am a member of the Tucson Service Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1911. The Buffalo Soldiers maintained order in the sparsely settled West, often traveling over long, desolate areas that were fraught with danger. The Buffalo Soldiers were encamped at Stephen D. Little Camp in Nogales, Arizona, in 1918, came Harry J. Jones at Douglas, Arizona in 1926, and Fort Huachuca at Fry, which is now known as Sierra Vista. The Buffalo Soldiers regularly visited Tucson during their free time, and their bands performed concerts for locals. As they retired, many moved to Tucson and made permanent homes here, raising families and contributing to the economic growth of the community.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Chrysilla Bristow, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. The four oldest African-American churches in Tucson include Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, which was founded in 1900, and is in fact the oldest African-American church in all of Arizona. Prince Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church was organized in 1905. Phillips Chapel Colored Methodist Episcopal Church was organized in 1913, however changed its name in 1956 from Colored to Christians. Greater Mount Olive Church of God in Christ was founded in 1923. The African American Church has been important in the African American community since the days of slavery. The early church allowed African Americans to nurture some aspects of their African culture in the context of their worship services. There are approximately 50 churches serving predominantly African American congregations in the Tucson area.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1913. The motto of Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School was, "Be the Best." Teacher Etta Mae Dawson, who eventually retired from Tucson Unified School District as a librarian, suggested this slogan. Dawson still resides in Tucson.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Members of Tucson's African American community always have valued education as a means to improve the quality of life for the family. In territorial days, African American students attended the same schools as other children in the community. When Arizona became a state in 1912, the Arizona Constitution included a mandate to segregate Anglo students from African American students in schools. Tucson's Colored School, established in 1913 at 215 East 6th Street, was for all grades, first through high school. Cicero Simmons was employed as the principal, janitor, and teacher for all grades.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, which was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. In 1918, Dunbar School was constructed at South 11th Avenue and West 2nd Street for Tucson's African American students. The two-room school in the Dunbar Spring neighborhood was named for the African-American poet Paul Lawrence Dunbar. In 1951, Arizona's legislature outlawed segregation in the state's public schools. Dunbar was renamed John Spring Junior High and enrolled all neighborhood kids for the 1951-1952 school year.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, which was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Additions to the original two-room Dunbar School in the Dunbar Spring neighborhood were made over several years. More classrooms, bathrooms, a library, gymnasium, and an auditorium were added before the school became John Spring Junior High. When John Spring was closed in 1978 because of a desegregation order against what is now Tucson Unified School District, the school had more than 51,000 square feet.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. Delta Sigma Theta was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Dunbar School, the school for Tucson's African American students, was separate but not equal in quality to other schools in what is now Tucson Unified School District. Dunbar had little involvement in the school district and the Tucson community until 1940, when Morgan Maxwell Sr. was named principal of Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School. He asked the governing board and the superintendent for furnishings and curriculum materials of the same quality that was provided to other schools. Maxwell established standards for improved student performance and achievement, and he charged teachers with the responsibility of making it happen.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1913. Morgan Maxwell Sr., principal of what was Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School in the 1940s, focused on all aspects of the educational experience. Well-educated and motivated teachers, families that sent their children to school ready to learn, equipment, materials, and resources that contributed to good instruction, an attractive environment with trees, paved walkways, and a ramada on the playground, involvement in cultural, artistic, and academic activities, and exposure to the broader community.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta sorority is a public service organization that was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Morgan Maxwell Sr., principal of what was Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School in the 1940s, was from Kansas, and he recruited other educators from out of state to come to Tucson and teach at Dunbar. Some of the teachers who were recruited by Mr. Maxwell included music teacher Sydney Dawson, Etta Mae Dawson, Irene George, Everlyn Franks, and Charles Todd. Each of these educators retired from Tucson Unified School District after giving years of service to the children of Tucson.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumnae Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Morgan Maxwell Sr. was principal of what was Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School in the 1940s. Under his leadership, a drum and bugle corps was organized at Dunbar. Student members strutted and performed proudly in all Tucson parades. Student choral groups also were organized, and they performed throughout the community. Today's Maxwell Middle School in Tucson Unified School District is named after Morgan Maxwell Sr.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hill Lander, and I'm a member of the Tucson Alumnae Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Delta Sigma Theta was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. World-famous contralto Marian Anderson sang at Dunbar Elementary and Junior High School during the 1940s. She sang in the hallway because at the time the school did not have an auditorium. She challenged the students to have a star and try to reach its heights.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Aaron Tunstall. I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1911, and I am here to give you a piece of Black history. In 1972, Frederick Snowden became the first African-American head coach at a major university and the second Black head coach at a Division I level when he accepted a position at the University of Arizona. The year before Snowden's arrival, the school had a measly 6-20 record and drew about 1,000 fans to each game. In his first year as coach, he achieved a 16-12 record and increased attendance to 5,000, and following the opening of the McHale Center, attracted crowds of 14,000 to the Wildcats' home games. Following his first season, not only was he named Western Athletic Conference Coach of the Year, but he was also Tucson's Man of the Year and hosted not one, but two television shows. Under Snowden's tutelage, the Arizona program continued to succeed for several years, making the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament twice and reaching the Elite Eight in 1976. Frederick Snowden, nicknamed the Fox for his cool demeanor, was inducted into the University of Arizona Hall of Fame in 1988. Again, this is Aaron Tunstall, and that is your piece of Black history.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Garrett Gaines, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1911. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, Major League Baseball began to integrate, and the Cleveland Indians had African-American players on their roster. The Indians had a spring training in Tucson, and the team's headquarters was the Pioneer Hotel, which had a whites-only policy. The owner of the Cleveland Indians sought to help form Tucson's Beau Brummel Club members. He asked them to provide a place for African-American professional baseball players to eat and socialize. With the team's owner's assistance, the restaurant owned by Beau Brummel member Duke Shaw became the headquarters for the Cleveland Indians' African-American players. The restaurant, just north of West Speedway Boulevard and North Oracle Road, was expanded to include a motel and a lounge. Additionally, Chester Williams, a Beau Brummel member, and his wife Lucille opened their home to African-American baseball players whenever the Cleveland Indians were in town. African-American Cleveland Indian baseball players included Larry Doby, Satchel Paige, and Harry Suitcase Simpson. The Beau Brummel Club is still active in Tucson. Bob Gaston is the president.
A salute to Tucson's rich African-American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Jerisia Patterson. I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. 8 women interested in self-improvement, community service, organized the Eureka Club in Tucson on August 1, 1932. The charter members were Ethel Brown, Helen Bell, Nona Chandler, Margaret Carter, Hesse Dell, Zeta Downs, Willie Thompson, and Ada Washington. The club motto, "Hear, See, Speak, No Evil," is reflected in all activities of club members. The club continues to function in Tucson with approximately 30 members.
A salute to Tucson's rich African-American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello. My name is the Reverend Ricky D. Moreland, Jr. I'm a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1911. The Beau Brummel Club is a social organization that was founded in Tucson in 1936 by successful African-American businessmen who were refused entrance into Anglo social clubs of that era. It was a private club with membership limited to 15 men. The group supported education and social services in the African-American community, as do current members. Today's club members support athletics at the University of Arizona and host a tailgate party on the University of Arizona Mall at each home football game. Bob Gaston is the current club president.
A salute to Tucson's rich African-American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Robin Elijo, and I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Estevan Nico was the first person born in Morocco, North Africa, to have arrived in the present-day continental United States around 1528. An enslaved servant, he was one of 4 survivors of a Spanish expedition and traveled and explored across the Southwest. The expedition traversed the continent as far as present-day southeastern Arizona and through the Sonoran Desert to the region of Sinaloa in New Spain, present-day Mexico. Estevan Park at 1000 North Main Avenue in the Dunbar Spring neighborhood is named after the explorer.
A salute to Tucson's rich African-American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hello, My name is Dr. Roseanne Russell Neal, president of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Initiated by Maveline Thomas, the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, was chartered on June 24, 1967, with 14 African-American women. Gladys Ahmad, Tony Anderson Brown, Evelyn Franks, Joyce Holsey, Beverly Johnson, Anita Lipscomb Rowbottom, Daisy Lipscomb, Shirley McPherson, Yvonne Payton, Ann Perry, Martha Preston, Maxine Taylor, and Willie Thompson. Tucson Alumni Chapter sponsored the chartering of Mu Eta Chapter on the University of Arizona campus on May 15, 1975. Delta Sigma Theta is a public service sorority with approximately 250,000 members throughout the world. It was founded in 1913 in Washington, D.C. Tucson Alumni is celebrating its 43rd year. Chapter members offer programs in educational development, economic development, health and wellness, social action, political awareness, and international development.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
My name is Tina L. Johnson. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. Several publications are helping or have helped African Americans in Tucson stay abreast of the news in their community, including the Arizona Call, published in the 1930s, and the Arizona Register, published in the 1940s. The Arizona Informant is a weekly newspaper that covers Arizona's African American communities. Since 1971, The Informant has published information that mainstream newspapers neglected to report. Based in Phoenix, The Arizona Informant was started by brothers Clovis C. Campbell Sr. and Dr. Charles R. Campbell. The Chocolate Voice is a two-year-old monthly online and print magazine serving Tucson, whose editor and publisher is Gwen Pierce. The Vanguard, a monthly newspaper, was started by the Tucson Southern Arizona Black Chamber of Commerce in October 2009. The African American online news presence can be found through the websites of the Arizona Black Pages, Southern Arizona Information, News, and Events, Sabine, Tucson Ebony City, and Tucson Black Pages.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Height. I am a member of the Tucson Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, founded in 1913. The Tucson Urban League was founded in 1971 as the 97th affiliate of the National Urban League, Incorporated. The mission of the Urban League movement is to enable African Americans to secure economic self-reliance, parity, power, and civil rights. The Tucson League is an outgrowth of a committee formed by the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce to address problems related to minority employment. The Tucson Urban League offers a variety of programs to low-income Tucsonans, including job training, homeownership counseling, daycare services, and assistance in paying utility bills.
A salute to Tucson's rich African American culture from your community radio station, 91.3 KXCI Tucson.